This group of former Chinese and American government officials and scholars on international law and international relations just concluded their dialogue in Washington, D.C. The roundtable discussion was focused on the ruling's legality, possible reactions, and its implication on China-U.S. ties.Dai Bingguo, former Chinese state counselor in charge of foreign affairs, reiterated in a keynote speech that the Chinese government will not accept the ruling since the tribunal under the Permanent Court of Arbitration has no jurisdiction over the case. He also urged cooler heads to prevail over the South China Sea issue, saying this matter should not be allowed to define China-U.S. ties.Former U.S. Ambassador to China Stapleton Roy echoed this view, saying cooling down the temperature is what both sides want.
So I think that we will pay a lot of attention to the ruling by the international court, but our view is that we want temperatures to be lowered. We want freedom of navigation to be affirmed. China and the United States both have important interests in that. And so we think that the international tribunal's ruling will be important,but it won't resolve all of the issues that we have to deal with.
Wu Shicun, president of the National Institute for South China Sea Studies, says a consensus reached at the dialogue in Washington is that the relations between China and the U.S. should not be hijacked by the South China Sea issue, since the two countries share more interests than differences.
Neither China nor the U.S. wants to jeopardize their broader shared interests just for the sake of the South China Sea. Cooperation is still the mainstream between the two countries. The two have no choice but to communicate more with each other and take the other side's core interests and key concerns into consideration. China and the U.S. should particularly better manage their differences.To avoid further heating up the situation ahead of the ruling and to avoid possible conflict.
On the bigger picture, Liu Zhiqin, senior fellow with Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University, says he does not believe the current situation in the South China Sea reflects any kind of shift of regional or world power, saying that's a complete exaggeration.Instead, Liu, along with several other attendees at the dialogue, says from the perspective of international relations, how the relevant parties deal with the ruling is a test on whether China and the United States are capable of building a new type of a major country relationship as they've promised.
I think we have good chance and also opportunities for both countries to build a new relations. And as some people say this morning, that this is a test case.In South China Sea, how to improve, how to set up a really superpower and relations, the new form of the such relations. So I think America really they can play a really good positive role as a bridge. You should think which bridge you needed to build up, not aircraft carrier. You should build up a real bridge to coordinate and communicate with both sides. I think.We have good chance still.
William Jones, Bureau Chief of Executive Intelligence Review, says what the world needs now is a new type of a mentality in international relations rather than the old-fashioned geopolitical game.
We cannot no longer see things in a zero-sum game type of world, because unless we can move to a new type of relationship, a new paradigm in relations between countries,we will be back in the era of geopolitics, and geopolitics will ultimately lead to war.
The conference was co-hosted by Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University and the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The Hague Arbitration Tribunal over the South China Sea is set to pass its ruling next Tuesday. For CRI, I'm Sui reporting from Washington, D.C.